This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hot, 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 hot. 10:31 Tuesday morning, MP on the mic. Couple breaking news items here real quick before we get to our guest Greg Mendia. The Raiders are trading Davante Adams to the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers gets another friend in New York. And the pair of pandas has arrived in Washington, D.C. Panda Watch is officially on. We'll dive into both of those at 10:45. Right now, though, we go to the great city of Charlottesville, Virginia. Our guy Greg Mendia. Charlottesville Daily Progress covers UVA football out there. Plenty to talk about with the Wahoos. Greg, good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, Michael, good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. This is not the week to get your hopes up. It's the homecoming week for Tony Elliott at Clemson. But on the whole, it seems like UVA's maybe outpaced expectations this year. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think it's fair. And Michael, you know, what's really encouraging is that you're starting to see the buy-in. You're starting to see a team that doesn't give in, doesn't quit, right? They had the comeback win at Wake Forest last month that kind of got things going, got them to 2-0. Then, you know, a little more than a week ago, they beat Boston College in come-from-behind fashion, rallied from down 14-0 with a great second half that was fueled by a couple of turnovers, three turnovers in that fourth quarter to help secure the victory. And then even this past week, right, fell behind Louisville early in the third quarter, was down by 10 points, and still, you know, rallied to take a lead. Couldn't hold that lead, but rallied enough to take a lead and make you think, oh, man, are they really going to get to 3-0 in league play with three comeback wins? It's hard to win that way. It's hard to, you know, secure a win after coming back like that, and they just couldn't do it against Louisville. But there's some resiliency with this team that's made, I think, for an entertaining product and certainly, you know, something to provide Cavalier fans some hope as they continue on the rest of this year.
Man, even back to Wake Forest, you say this is a team that closes well and plays the full four quarters, and you've seen enough UVA football to know it hasn't always been that way. I think that's an encouraging right. trend line.
Yeah, no doubt. I think too, right? Like they have an older veteran team, particularly on the offensive and defensive lines, with, you know, some fifth and sixth, and you know, even a seventh year guy on the D line, and like that should start to show itself, right? And in a sense where you keep plugging away, you keep at it, and maybe some good things happen. And I think you're starting to see the team reflect that and the demeanor of the coach, Tony Elliott, too.
Tony Elliott, you got a happy homecoming against Coastal Carolina a few weeks ago. Nice 43-24 win down there. He talked about how good it was to be back home. New homecoming this week, headed down to Clemson. Obviously a tough test. Do you get the sense that there will be some emotion around this game for him going back to the place where he had quite a bit of success?
No doubt. No question about it. It's funny. I was talking to Tommy Bowden, the former Clemson coach, a little over a week ago about this, and he was telling me, you know, it's going to be a lot like when Tommy had to face his dad, Bobby Bowden, in those matchups between Clemson and Florida State. Tommy was the coach at Clemson when Tony was playing there. He had hired Dabo Swinney in 2003, was Sweeney's position coach when Swinney began his playing career at Alabama. So this is a deep-rooted connection between Tony Elliott and his alma mater, of course, and everything that's part of that Clemson program. And it's so fascinating, Michael, to learn, you know, how Tony climbed through the coaching ranks after walking away and not starting out on a traditional path of coaching immediately following his playing days. Dabo and Tony worked closely together those 11 seasons. Dabo promoted him from within to offensive coordinator, where he really made a name for himself in the profession. And I certainly sense, you know, there's going to be a lot of emotion going into Saturday. I think Tony, those who are around him enough, say, you know, he'll be even keeled. He won't show it, whereas Dabo will show it. And that to me is going to be interesting to watch on the sidelines. But certainly, and you can't overlook it. I talked to Tony yesterday for the story that ran today, earlier this morning, and Tony was telling me, he's like, you know, Dabo, the way he went from, you know, position coach to mentor to colleague, to be able to watch Dabo the way he interacted with his wife and his kids. And Tony's like, he had a lot of the same values I had and that I was looking for and aspiring to be. There's no doubt that this is full of emotion and storyline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's going to be a ton of fun, and read the story, dailyprogress.com. Greg Medea, very nice story about just all the ties, and you mentioned an untraditional path into coaching. Tons of fun storylines there before UVA takes on Clemson this weekend. Wanted to talk about the running backs real quick, because I feel like they've found a nice balance. They've got Xavier Brown, Kobe Pace. It just seems like they're finally in a good spot there in terms of what they want and what they're getting. How much has that been a part of this offensive success?
Yeah, big part. Kobe Pace is the workhorse, more traditional running back, right? He's going to get you they'd love for him to get, you know, 4 yards a carry, and that's pretty much what he's doing at this point in the year. Xavier Brown, he's kind of the burst of explosiveness, and that's whether it's handing him the ball as a running back, or, you know, throwing it to him out of the backfield on a route like he caught the other day on a swing pass from Calandria that he turned into a 46-yard touchdown that put the Hoos ahead. So to me, it's been a nice balance. The O-line has gotten better in run production this year too. They're creating some better holes, but those two guys. And going into the year, you thought Kobe Pace was going to have to be the workhorse back as the older veteran player in that position group, and not a lot returning, considering, you know, Mike Hollins was out of eligibility, Paris Jones, his time in the program was up, and he's done that, Kobe Pace. Xavier Brown, you weren't sure exactly what you were going to get because he had been so injured last year and had missed most of last season, flashed a little bit as a freshman a couple of years ago, but hadn't seen much from him since, and he's kind of returned to that form where he can spark you a bit. Had a great game at Coastal Carolina and is really built off that the last few weeks.
They've been fun to watch. Calandria, of course, has been a ton of fun to watch. You're not lacking for your entertainment dollar this year, Craig, watching UVA football. But forecast the rest of the way for us. They're at 4. You know, people see there's 6 games left and think, oh, that's a good thing. But these are not an easy 6. I know everybody's got their eye on getting to a bowl game. What's it going to take to get between here and there in a really tough schedule?
Yeah, the Clemson game is not going to be an easy task at all. I think you could put Notre Dame in that category too, going to South Bend. I think if you're Virginia, you got to hope you can win 2 out of the game against North Carolina, the trip to Pitt, even though Pitt looks much better this season, the home game against SMU, or even the game down in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech. Obviously, that rivalry series has not gone well for UVA. But it's not like Virginia Tech has looked like a world beater, or you know, halfway through this season. So I think if you're UVA, you got to find your 2 wins against, you know, the Carolina game. You kind of put in a category now as like the one you got to get, right? That's the one with Carolina reeling, not playing up to standard. That's the one you got to get, especially considering Virginia went on the road to UNC last year and beat Carolina when they were a top 10 team nationally. That's the one you got to get this year with Carolina down. That could get you to 5, and then you got to find one more. So that's kind of the pathway to me. You got to beat Carolina, you know, a week from Saturday.
It'd be a lot of fun go down to Blacksburg with something on the line, kind of reminiscent of some games we used to have in that series. Greg Medea, you want to tell us what you got cooking at the Daily Progress, dailyprogress.com?
Yeah, plenty of stories this week. The one that's online now about Tony Elliott, and there's quotes from Dabo Sweeney in there, and Tommy Bowden, and even one of Elliott's former teammates at Clemson too. So that's online now. There'll be plenty more. I'm sure you'll see something on Kobe Pace this week, right? He's returning to Clemson, the running back who began his career there, followed Tony Elliott to UVA. So there's, you know, this game doesn't lack storylines, that's for sure.
No doubt. Thank you for taking a few minutes to join us this morning, and I'll see you out in Charlottesville for that UNC game. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Sounds good. Can't wait to see you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. We got out of bounds. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course.
So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.